Today's episode is brought to you by Live Forever Golf. If you like living forever and you like golf, then you're going to love Live Forever Golf. Enter discount code LFG20 for 20% off your next order.
Live Forever Golf, for the player, not the game.
Yeah, as that baby starts to walk, I mean,
well, that, look, that man, is that's another thing.
Something
though.
That is tortured many a golfers. Building that family.
That's a weird subject for me, man.
It is. It's a sensitive subject, but it's captured so many guys. You look at Jordan Spieth.
I mean,
right
I know
now.
Guys out there that like plan their pregnancies around the schedule.
Yeah, you have to.
No, you don't.
It's like a wedding in college football season in the South. You don't do it.
No, that's ridiculous.
Now you want to kick us off here?
Guys love golf. Yeah.
Mr. TV. Come on.
Mr. TV. Yeah. See, James Hahn's doing it this week.
Oh, he is?
Mike yeah. TV.
That's it. When I sent you that video, they were playing at King and Bear.
Yeah, and I was like, what was going on there?
Yeah, that's they play.
I didn't see him on the list.
Oh, really?
He might be good at it.
I think he's so disingenuous. Like, that. It's an act, all of it, to me.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Like, Ryan Burr's an act.
James Hahn.
Okay, we're back. After
we're back, quite a bit
of a break here. We've been busy. I've been doing TV. Aaron's been
doing realtor stuff,
continuing education.
Yeah, Scott's running a clothing company, but we are back. Lots to cover, guys. We got the Masters first of all.
I definitely owe you $50.
Yeah,
my Charles Schwartzel.
Yeah, that was tough.
What was it again?
Our picks, top 20.
I end up picking who else? Ex-Masters winner. Someone came out of the dark.
I had them written down forever.
My picks sucked.
They were all.
Sucked.
Yeah, it sucked.
I mean, Hovland didn't make.
We're all just idiots for not taking Scotty. If it's a betting thing, how do you take him at 3-1 unless you're betting a large sum of money? How do you take him if you're?
Well, Portnoy did. Portnoy took him at 5-1. My buddy,
he bet a large. He got him at 5-1. Where was he going off at 5-1?
Could have got it a while back.
But my buddy got him at the start of the year. He was $3.50 to win one major. Scotty Scheffler.
No way.
So we've talked about Poulos off here. He has
like 3.5 to 1 to win just win one major.
Yeah, he bets big. I'm sure he had 10 grand. Right,
really?
But that one's already won.
Do you think there's any chance the Grand Slam is in play? I mean, obviously it's in play. The best player in the world is swimming.
Well, he hasn't won outside of the month of April yet.
Stop.
No, I mean, he hasn't.
He's got to do it.
After April. He's won before April. He's won many
after
times.
April.
Yeah, after April.
Yes, that's what I meant. You knew what I meant.
Yeah, he's going to win after April this year. But I don't think he will, but right now, dude, it is insane. Like, He shot 2 under, I think, the first round at Hilton Head. It was like, you know he's going to win.
Yeah.
You haven't said that in a long time. You had a couple of months there with Rahm, like he was finally going to take off. Obviously, Rory's been through stretches. But something just feels a little bit different about Scheffler.
I agree.
Separation.
I don't think he's going to do it for 10 years. I don't. But I think he's going to do it for a year or two.
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
Yeah, as that baby starts to walk. I mean,
that's another thing that is
tortured many a golfers. Building that family.
That's a weird subject for me, man.
It is. It's a sensitive subject, but it's captured so many guys. You look at Jordan Spieth.
I mean,
right
I know
now.
Guys out there that like plan their pregnancies around the schedule.
Yeah, you have to.
No, you don't.
It's like a wedding in college football season in the South. You don't do it.
No, that's ridiculous.
I guess there's some guy that's been doubting Scotty Scheffler the whole time, and Colton Ost like, oh, now do you? And so everyone, you know how Twitter is or X is, was chiming in, and I said, look, the guy's never won after April, and he's got a kid on the way. You know,
there's a lot of distractions.
He's gone.
Coming.
Like, I was kidding.
Yeah,
and all these people are firing at me.
Who's the first player that comes to mind when you think of
guys who stop
me
performing after they started having? I mean, it took Phil. He came in second in '99 at the U.S. Open right before his kid was about to come. Didn't win his first major till 2004. So maybe that's a 5-year window right there till you get things back on track.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's a
How many majors?
It's an adjustment. There's no doubt about it. There's an adjustment. I mean,
Tiger's
there has to
peeling
be.
Them off it, without kids, and then he has kids and a couple of other hiccups along the way. But
I'd blame the others.
It's a distraction. It is.
For some, look at Peter Malnati.
Way to come
look,
back,
it,
dep- Pete.
It depends on the personality. If you're like get your feathers rustled pretty easy, yep. Yeah. But if you're just a guy that nothing seems to faze, I think kids are
going
to be fine.
That's kind of where I'm going. Like, I've always thought, like, the elite of the elite. I know I've probably told you this before. But like, if you're the best in the world at something, something's probably wrong with you, right? And you've just figured out a way to turn that into your favor. Like, it's just the way it is. Scotty might be the most normal person ever to get where he's at.
Feels that way.
Do you know what I'm saying? So this fatherhood thing that he's getting ready to come into, I don't know if it is going to phase him like it phased other guys. I'm serious.
Scott, some guys it can help. I think if you're a bit lazy and procrastinate, I think having kids makes you... You got to get up early and go practice. So
I don't think he's lazy. And
No, he's not. But some guys, it actually helps. I think most guys, it doesn't. It's a distraction, and your wife gets a little bit more leverage.
I can buy that.
You go to Tiger and Phil when you think about that?
A couple of other guys.
Who else?
Spieth.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah? Who else?
Did Justin Thomas have a kid yet?
I don't think so. Did he?
Maybe stressful.
Where's your stressfully trying?
What?
Which player? When you think of like kids, slow.
It definitely adds to the carnage of trying to travel. And
I don't think anyone.
The wife wants to travel with the kid, it also depends on the husband wife. If the husband's got a pair, and is like, hey, I don't want you traveling. Then it's fine. But if the wife insists that we got to come, we're a family, and then you give in. And then, you know, you get interrupted with sleep. Look, it all depends on, A, the golfer's personality, and B, the relationship with the wife.
Mm-hmm.
No, not to go a bit deep here, but that's...
Wow, we're going real deep here.
But it is, because some guys are just too nice.
Hunter Mahan is for me.
Hunter Mahan. Really? Oh, yeah. Huge.
Yeah.
Canada.
Like, maybe... He left Canada for the birth of his...
Okay, I don't know
son.
Hunter that well, but...
I played a ton of golf with Hunter towards... around that time... Probably around that time, I think. It was when I was working with Sean Foley, so when we were doing practice.
I will say, I don't know either of them very well, but I think they're on opposite ends of the spectrum, Hunter Mahan and Scotty Scheffler. Hunter Mahan was a stud. His dad was tough on him. Golf was him. Golf was his absolute identity.
Hunter Mahan is the man, by the way.
But there was absolutely his, growing up, his identity. And Scheffler, it seems to be like, whether he's BSing, he says, it's not who he is, it's what he does. That famous line. But when Hunter Mahan left, it was Canada, right? He was leading. He's never played good, like, properly since. I think he didn't want to leave.
There's nothing wrong with, like, I think it happens to probably everybody, man. The drop-off with kids. But I don't know if it's going to happen to Scotty.
Yeah, I mean,
he's only 27.
Remains to be seen.
He's only 27. Holy shit!
I guess you could say the Grand Slam's still in play, right? Because we haven't seen what's happened yet.
Yeah, man, we went deep on that kid stuff.
I love that. You know,
I like to get deep.
And we're trying to suss out some other guys that it's kind of sidetracked their career.
Yeah.
But as a father myself,
your priorities
didn't really crush my career. But
your priorities just change a little. They have. That's just the way life works.
It's an adjustment, especially if, like you said, if they want to travel with you on the road. It's a distraction. It's a stressor. You're not solely focused on winning a golf tournament anymore. You're worried about, do I have to change diapers tonight? Do I have to get up?
Yeah, but a lot of these guys,
or they bring along an au pair or somebody to help out. That's again, it's something that's new that you have to get adjusted to.
Yeah, for sure.
Do you think how impressive is it to watch? We don't see the Augusta winner go to Hilton Head a ton through the years. They're two totally opposite places. I mean, like, that is across. You are covering all the bases between the Florida Swing, Augusta, and Hilton Head, pretty much. I mean, that is some impressive stuff. It's not like he's winning on the same golf course every week.
Yeah, and it was nice to see a well-attended Hilton Head. I think that was a good idea, making that a signature event.
I think
right
it was the opposite. I think it sucked.
Why?
Because I think Thursday, Friday, people aren't out there to watch two guys running around the course getting done. Like, Hilton Head is the quickest course of them all. You can play really quick.
Yeah.
Like, I think weekend... It's probably one of the only courses where weekend rounds are routinely under 4 hours. And I just think people out there just to have a good time, and there's only 69 people in the field. And it is a sort of tournament where a backmarker can get in position. I'm not saying they would have beat Scheffler, but, you know, Brian Gay, sort of not out of nowhere, but certainly wasn't top 50 in the world, won by 10 one year. It is one of those...
Abe Anser, didn't he win by one?
Yeah, so it's weird that, look, Hilton Head wants... Or Harbortown, or, you know, whoever the sponsor is.
MCI Heritage.
RBC.
RBC. They want the eyeballs and they want the best players, but if there's one tournament I think that shouldn't do it, it's that one.
Okay. Well, as a golf fan, I just love the schedule. I love where we are in the golf schedule.
We're also only trimming
right
off 50 players. Like, it's usually 120.
Yeah, it's perfect.
So you think they're missing out? Yeah. It is a little, like, Toasty went out by himself on Thursday. Mm. That was, I mean, that's a treat if you're a fast player.
I haven't asked anyone, like, I normally chat with Kirk or something every now and then. I didn't, be interested to see how he said, like, the vibe was. Because it's, I don't know, I think if there's one tournament that you don't need to be in a rush, it's Hilton Head.
Mm.
It's just cruisy. Okay. Week after the Masters.
I thought it looked great on TV. I wasn't playing.
They had a great field. So that's good. New Orleans has a pretty good field this week.
They do, but I want to talk about this local kid, Miles Russell, for a minute.
Let's do it.
The local phenom.
Gets an invite into the LECOM down in Lakewood, Florida. And I think he birdied four of his first six holes as a pro. In a professional event.
Got Ramon on the bag.
And Ramon's, I think they shot like... 3 under first day.
Hold on. Miles shot 3 under the first day.
Miles.
Yeah. You said they.
Well, we.
You sound like Spieth over there.
Well, okay. Miles shot 3 under, and Ramon said it was the worst that
he could have done.
Play.
Wow.
And then goes on to top 20.
Finished top 20 and continues
this thing on into Dallas this week.
Got a sponsor invite into Bermuda.
Oh, he did?
Yeah. I saw that.
Really?
Yeah, later in the year.
Wee's homeschooled, so it's like he's missing school. So
that's true.
But he hits it long. Like, physically, he doesn't look like
he's tiny.
I've seen like two swings he's made.
He's tiny.
He doesn't look like hits it far. He looks like he's like a little kid. But by all accounts, flies it a long way.
He swings faster than he weighs. Yeah. He's hitting the ball.
Does he really?
Yeah, he's hitting the ball 280. Ramon said a 150 ball speed right now. Approaching 160.
No, those numbers are off. It's more than that.
Yeah, okay. I
don't get on the flight scopes these days.
He's probably getting close to 170. I bet.
But my buddy Jimmy Ellis, who's the local guru up there now, is a Pittsburgh transplant. He plays with him a lot, and he plays a lot of golf, Jimmy, and yeah, he's.
Ramon said he got there.
Speaks very highly of this kid.
Got to the in the practice round on Monday, was just hitting duck hooks everywhere, and he's been on because he's just growing. He just hit another swing speed.
He's figuring it out.
And so they went over to the truck, got himself a new shaft, matched up with I think it was like his 5 wood that he loves, and went back out and just started striping it.
We didn't have that luxury, did we?
Right.
No. Lucky would have helped me.
No. You just figured it out. Like, oh, I'll just release it a little later or something like that.
Just fucking hit it out of the left
rack.
Trees.
Yeah.
But it's just incredibly impressive.
15
and
years
just,
old,
like,
I mean.
Sky's the limit.
He won the junior players by like 100.
What do you do with him? 15 years old. Like, how do you handle that?
Yeah,
time to take a year off.
The attention.
I mean, seriously, how do you handle that?
He had 1,000 people following him. They saw his gallery. It was five deep on a cart.
Do you remember? Like, so you were about, I don't know, my years were 9, 10, 11, and Spieth's first year, he was like 16 or 15.
Yeah,
that's what it reminds me of.
Yeah. Played in the group behind me. And yeah, it feels like that.
Yeah.
He had a massive crowd following him when he was 16. It was known that
all the locals were lining up for autographs after his round. I mean, he's handled this little bit of celebrity.
He seems like a sweet
kid. Incredibly impressively.
Apparently, he comes from a great family.
Yeah, but he's 15 going on 30. The guy's way more mature than any 15-year-old.
Than
us.
Than
you'll
find. You can say it.
But his, right. But his golf IQ is off the charts, and he's given these post-round interviews with pure humility, and it's
he's got Ramon as his putting coach. I heard he's an amazing,
and I'm just
going to
keep
pitcher.
Sucking up to that.
Isn't it Ramon his full coach?
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, like that's
he's
his
been
coach,
teaching
right?
him since he was six.
Yeah, yeah. And Ramon's about as good as it gets, too.
And we're going to try and start outfitting him if we can get him a check bigger
get
than Nike.
Get him away from Nike.
Why don't you just offer him 90% of LFG?
Yeah. Mm. That's a little bit more than I want, but...
Nah, it's good. It's good to see it too.
Local
kid as well.
I mean,
is he born and raised here?
Yeah. Born. His parents went, grew up in Jacksonville as well. His dad doesn't even play golf.
Bullshit.
Wow. Yeah.
Wow.
But that, you know,
his grandfather got him.
You don't need to with golf. You either get the bug or you don't. If you get the bug at 6, 10, 12, and you're obsessed,
yeah,
you'll probably be pretty good. There's not many people that get obsessed with golf at 12 that don't end up being.
I don't think you
like
need your dad. I don't think. I mean, I think it helps, but I don't think you need your dad to be sick at something to be good at something as a kid.
I think it helps with certain things, like just being like body composition of football and stuff, but not golf.
Well,
golf can help, but you don't necessarily have to have it. If you got dad's never played it, you can still become obsessed. You figure it out yourself.
New Orleans. We have Tyson and Billy.
Yeah, we also Billy coming off of a dub.
How about that? I forgot about that. That was awesome.
Took down the YouTuber.
Yeah.
Yes, he did. Wesley Bryan. He almost
just
went,
stalked him.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
I'm not following him as much as I used to. How's Wesley Bryan getting in all these events? Did he finish top?
Well that's
you're
not following him like he used to. Yeah. Everybody else is on YouTube.
Yeah, but does he
a draw,
status?
I guess.
Huh? I think he had. Well, he has past champions.
Oh, so went down to past champions.
Yeah, I'm sure Dominican probably went to there.
Okay,
and they'll probably play in.
That doesn't surprise
in
me
the Myrtle Beach event coming
but
up.
But even last year, he kept playing. I was like, I don't know. I don't follow the medical money list.
Probably like if you're at the top of the past champions category, you get in. I bet you get in 8 to 10 events right now.
Fair enough.
Yeah, that's probably. And then, he puts himself out there a lot. But yeah, Billy, eight wins.
Yeah,
does that surprise you? Eight?
Stump me. I would have gone.
He won
six.
He won the. Fuck! It was. It's been 10 years since he won the FedEx Cup. It's got to be, hasn't it? 8 years.
Yeah,
maybe. I have no idea.
13. I don't know, but yeah, he's been on tour for fucking 100 years.
Good to see him back in the winter.
Okay, so. 2009, I think, was when Horschel was starting.
Yeah.
He played, I remember he played about 7 or 8 on invite, missed all the cuts.
Was it 9?
Maybe 10.
Maybe 10.
It was 9, 10, 11.
We'll get him back in here. He can tell us. After he and Tyson take down.
He's due for a week off.
But that, I tell you what is cool. Like he's obviously been struggling. He's out of that top 50 or whatever that get into the.
Not for long.
Big event. No, not now. Now he's in it. But just the perseverance. Look, we know Billy's obsessed. He was going to persevere anyway. But like the dynamic of the kid, I don't think people understand the shit that goes through a golfer's brain. And I'm not calling for a fucking pity party. Of course I'm not. But it's traumatizing. And, you know, Horschel, as good as he is, I will guarantee he would tell you he's had, nights where he's had his head in his hands. You know, he's been playing pretty good again for a little while, six, 8 months.
He bared his soul last summer.
Yes, fuck. So it's just, I feel like golf is not even a jubilation. It's when you do win, it's you feel relieved.
Such a roller coaster.
It's a relief. It's more relief than anything, I reckon.
Mm.
Not maybe winning your second time, but surely when you won at Bay Hill, it was more like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Finally. I did all this and I got something.
So you're saying Tyson's getting a relaxed Billy Horschel this week?
Oh, he's getting a way relaxed. He's getting the best Billy you can get this week.
That's kind of a secret weapon.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck, I hope they win.
I do too, man. That'd be sick.
That's a great pairing.
That'd be sick for Tyson.
You got some good memories from that event, Matty.
Yeah, KH Lee, sweetheart. I played with Billy there, too. We didn't.
Top three.
We missed the cut. KH and I finished tied for third.
Yeah.
It was real sick.
I love that they paired up with Jazz Fest. There's some great shows going on.
Nice some tribute. Who was the last individual winner at New Orleans?
Oh, Brian Stewart.
Hold on.
Wow.
I don't know what year. Maybe 2013. Even I had a top 10 at that event in the individual.
There he is.
Did you really?
Birdie the last, finished ninth, got me into Quail Hollow the next week.
Was that the year Duffner won?
I think Brendan DeYoung. I just flew on the PJ with DeYoung. Good man. Let me hop on. I think I might have played with him that day. Did Duffner win that year?
I know he won probably one of the years you were on tour.
I don't remember.
Billy won New Orleans when it was an individual.
It's been a lot of people's...
That was his first win.
A lot of people's first win have come there.
Yeah. And he won as a team with Piercy.
Yep.
Did he win it twice? Has he won the team
with Burns? No.
No, they finished second about two or three years in a row.
Yeah.
I know we talked about it last year, but you had a guy get his first win. Who was it? Davis Riley?
Davis Riley and Nick Hardy. I would not want that to be my first win.
Yeah.
It was Cam and it wasn't Jonas' first win, but it was Cam's first win.
Does it come with all it was, the perks?
That's not Cam's real first win, though.
Nah, true.
Does it come with all the still perks of a tour win?
Yeah, except for Augusta, right?
It's a bit of both. It's not a real win. You don't feel validated that you've done it, but it's fucking fun.
Oh,
and to
100%.
Win with someone else
looking
rather than
at
win
your
on
bank
your own.
Account the 100%. Next day.
Well, but it's more like just winning with a partner. You don't get to do it in golf.
Yeah.
And that's the other thing, too, we get into the live. I think they're having a lot of fun because it is fun to do as a team. You see the Ryder Cup. You see that we flogged that dead horse. But that's why New Orleans has become really successful. By rights, where it is in the schedule, zero people should be playing it.
Yeah.
But you get good players playing it. And I don't think Zurich or anyone's bribing them. They've got to have weeks off. But it is a fun week. It's a cool... I think the course is underrated.
It's a great week, dude.
The course has such a mix of... fucking big long par fours and short par fours.
If they can get decent weather, that week is as good as it gets, man. I think Jazz Fest being in town, there's a ton going on. Like, you can get in some trouble in New Orleans.
I don't think it's the greatest architectural golf course. I just think it's a fun golf course.
Yeah,
there's got a bit of drama.
There's
9,
trouble
17.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
Trouble everywhere, and you're in an alternate shot situation.
I've done the commentary the last couple of years on that event. I'm not doing this shit.
I can't believe
obviously,
they're not having you back.
I can't.
What are we doing?
No, but if I could sign, if they said, okay, Aaron, you get to pick four events, I would do that every year. I really enjoy that event. I just think there's a bit of dynamic that I can maybe explain.
I've always wanted to travel for it and go, you know, plan it out with some music and downtown.
Hey, Breeze has those direct flights now. They're like $50.
How long of a drive?
To New Orleans?
How long does it take from the course to get to downtown?
20 minutes.
Yeah,
25.
A bit out there. But that's
not bad.
But they have
do y'all
these,
stay downtown?
No, listen.
Two beers.
This is the only week of the year you do this.
Where do you stay?
I stay
downtown. There's a casino.
Yeah. Okay, good.
Yeah. Thank God. And there's
Well, French Quarter.
You can stay wherever, man. They have
by the airport.
Tournament transportation that week, like they'll pick you up and take you to your hotel. It's the only place you need to drive, is
right.
The course. You're not driving to dinner, right? So they'd pick you up, but on the way back, if there's traffic, they have these like daiquiri shops, and you can ask the drivers to pull over.
Yeah, a little drive-thru.
Yeah, a little drive-thru.
Frozen hurricane.
And the traffic just doesn't bother you anymore.
Freaking love
it's
New
amazing.
Orleans.
I love New Orleans too, man.
I used to go there, you know, once a year, usually in October, like go. They have a cool voodoo fest. The House of Blues has some great music, and food alone's worth the trip. But
yeah,
great food.
I mean,
I watched Tim Tebow's last game in New Orleans.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Who that? Cincinnati.
Bowl, Cincinnati. Travis Kelce was on that team.
No way.
Yeah. Really? Holy
look
shit!
Look where they are now.
Got that ass beat too.
Yeah, they did. Brian Kelly left the next day.
Yeah, did he?
I think so.
Oh, that's great. Pricey, what's next for you?
Not much.
Member guest season over?
Oh, I do have a member guest at
Sea Island.
It's getting me out of the travel baseball. There's a travel baseball for my.
Yeah, we've also been face first in travel baseball, Pricey and I lately. So
yeah, I was in
better
Savannah.
Y'all than me.
I cannot join. Explain this story.
Yeah,
see how my Australian upbringing. If I can convey this story properly, So little Gibbo's been playing a couple of years. He's nine. He's on the B travel B team. It's good fun. We went to Savannah.
Get that mic a little closer.
Oh, there come on. It's in my face. So that. they had two games Saturday. They 5-5 in the first one. They lost the second one.
These are pool games, right?
Pool games. So the next day they got to play that same team that they tied 5-5. They're up 5-2, bottom of the fifth.
There's no ties in baseball.
They gave up three. In pool play there is. It actually works out better. So this team had a close game, gave up. They should have won. Anyway, so it's 3-2, bottom of the sixth. They're the home team. So the other team's batting. They're up 3-2. First one, routine out. Second one goes into the outfield, but he throws it to first base, out. Right?
Like a hard hit ball to right field.
Yep.
Yeah.
So gets in there.
Underrated little league play.
Yes. So they have a home plate umpire and a first base umpire. He calls him out. Now we're on first base side, our dugout or our fans. The Georgia team's on the other side.
Yeah.
So this big...
They've never seen that play in Georgia.
This big coach walks all the way over from their dugout and starts questioning this call. So somehow they go and refer it to the home plate umpire who's 50 feet away.
And
he's 100 feet. The home plate umpire is 50 feet. So they refer it to him and he goes, I'm going to overrule it. He was safe.
Wow.
So the guy from 5 feet got overruled by a guy from 100 feet, a guy from 50 feet. Anyway, it rattles the kids.
Yeah.
rattles the parents.
Go from 3-2 up to 7-3. They score 5 runs. So the
first base ump has no stones in this. He did not pipe up and say, look, he was out. Like, they should
confer. Matt said it's actually like not even reviewable unless he comes off the bag. So, and they weren't saying he came off the bag.
Here's the thing. So we had the exact same thing happen, like verbatim, same thing.
Anyway, they end up scoring 4 runs. Gibson's team, they lost 7-6.
Not an appealable play, whether bang, bang, play at first. The only way you can appeal it is go to home plate umpire and see if his foot came off the bag, like he has a better angle at seeing that. Mm-hmm. But as far as if the runner beats the ball, I don't think you can appeal it to the home plate umpire.
And there were no other men on base, and this guy from the first base ump.
And we also sound like sickos right now.
Yeah, I know, and I don't want to be that, but it was
social justice here.
But from there, I reckon Gibson's team had 5 or 6 errors in the next 5 or 6 at bats.
Really,
yeah.
A couple of hits hit the freaking fence, came back 2 infield home runs. It's pretty embarrassing.
But you're playing travel ball and giving up infield home runs.
Yeah, something like those errors everywhere. They had in the first 3 games. But the silver lining was that was an 11 o'clock game. We had a 1. We were playing at 3. We were home by 3.
Yeah.
It started pouring at 3.
Nice.
And it got called off.
Yeah, perfect.
So you won.
So you know that, definitely won. What's that parable? Maybe so, maybe not.
So that was another
great example.
Where were you in Georgia?
Savannah.
Oh, that was the same rain that we had in Tifton. I got
Tifton and then Hilton Head, where Hilton Head got.
Yeah,
called off for 3 hours.
So Scott Tool and I go up for a little two man at the Tift Green up at Spring Hill Country Club.
Tifton, Georgia, home of David Denham.
David Denham's house is on, I want to say, the 13th or 12th hole.
Don't be giving that stuff away.
And Doodle has not played in the Tift Green in a while, is what I heard.
That is disappointing.
It is. I mean, it's too big time. I walked away every time saying, I wish this was my home track. You hit every club in the bag. There's tons of shot shaping involved. Great course. I mean, anywho.
What happened on Sunday?
So, you know, we had a little Calcutta off to the side, and it generated quite a bit of funds. And so you had a pretty bunched up group, and we were in the championship flight. We were 4 shots back going into Sunday.
I think it was doable.
We were loosey goosey and ready to play. Rains come in. We got a 2:20 tee time. Rains come in at about 1:30, and it dumps for an hour. I mean, pretty good. You got standing water on the putting green, and you can see it's wet.
You get squeegees out.
Right. But there's nothing behind it. And they sent the tournament committee out onto the golf course. They're assessing the course. Meanwhile, you can see this powder keg going inside the bar, inside the pro shop. There was just all kind.
Oh, yeah.
You hate being the club pro in this situation. Yeah. Like, you're going to piss somebody off here. Might as well just piss everybody off. Our host got thrown out of the pro shop.
Holy shit.
I don't think he was the only one.
So they
either.
Decided to call it?
So they called it. They called it at 3:30, and we still had another 4.5 hours of daylight. We went out.
Well, how did they do the payout?
Oh, so they just wherever you stood, and whoever was in
first was fucking loving it.
Yes, yes.
And they didn't cut it in half; they paid full.
They paid full.
Wow.
Yeah, it was.
That's an interesting spot to be in.
I don't think there was enough cash in the bank to to pull out to fund the Calcutta. It was nuts. But
who was in the first? Was it like some local dude in first?
Yeah, I think they were some locals. I didn't. Some of the names I recognize from
local
last
home builders,
year, but
fuckers.
How far is the drive to Tifton?
Like, 2.5. Shout out to Carol and Big Mark Matthews for hosting us. They hosted Pat and Kazire every year for the I think there was a Hooters tour stop there.
Yeah,
back in the day.
Oh yeah, Patton's struggling.
Is he?
He's back on the Corn Ferry, I think.
Is he?
Hmm. Been playing. I think he played in Savannah.
Past champion.
Speaking of Corn Ferry, have you seen who won in Savannah and then finished second last week?
Hold on.
In Florida.
No.
Stephen Fist. Fisk. Everyone calls him Fist.
Stephen Fist. You didn't even say his name right.
That well, everyone. Fucking great. That's his nickname.
That was great.
Old Fisty.
It is. He beat all my records at Georgia Southern. They changed the whole rules.
He beat all your records?
They had to play all these soft conference matches. But still. Yeah, he won 9 times. I won 7. But
soft conference, not SoCo? SoCo?
Well, they changed conference, but the rule changed. You had to be above 500.
They're playing in
wins.
A softer conference now, is what you're saying.
Well, actually, no. The conference is harder. But
like playing in the Pac-12.
Okay, but the Schenkel, right?
There it is.
You played in the Schenkel.
Yeah.
We were the worst team in the Schenkel every year. Like, there was 12 teams. We were ranked 11th. But if we finished 7th, it was a result. Now, that would be a loss because you got to finish. So now the Schenkel, like, Florida don't play. No one plays it anymore.
That's
so
my first win in college.
Was that the year that Bill Haas and Camillo?
Yeah, he gassed it. Bill gassed it.
I played with Bill the first round, 64-68.
I played with him the last round. It was hilarious. His dad, I think he was going to beat the school record if he won that tournament. It was going to knock him to however many wins and like beat, I think it was Arnie's record. And Jay was out there watching. And through Bill had like a massive, I want to say he was leading by like 6 and maybe 7 over me, but there was one other guy between us. And after like 3 holes, we were like tied. And he had completely thrown it in the shitter.
Were you in the same group?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was a crazy day.
Thanks,
but
Bill.
I ended up winning. Yeah.
Where's the Schenkel played?
Statesboro. Forest Heights.
Forest Heights.
Cool little course.
Yeah, some dicey holes out there.
It's fun, awesome. Though, man.
It's fun
is.
As shit. But, like,
you
9
you could
is the
play
dice.
That course would be killer to play every day if you were in college.
I wish they would reverse
it. It's kind of similar to you. Like,
the 9th would be a great 18th. Like, there's a bit of drama on that crazy green. But 10, you can't really start off on 10. That thing is, that was like 3-iron, 3-iron.
Yeah.
Yeah, one of the things I liked about Tifton is if you play decent enough, you're not going to lose a golf ball. And
really?
there's trouble, but if you're missing it.
Bro, I've been losing.
I love playing around.
I'm not kidding. I lose fucking 3 sleeves of golf balls every time I tee it right now.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Got off the tee, not good.
Wow.
It's I can't
afford it anymore.
Back feels great. Back feels great.
You're gearing up for a US Open.
That's right.
Are you qualifier?
How about this guy's flying to his local US Open qualifier?
Yeah, but look, it's by design. Last year I did it.
What course are you chasing though?
Well, you just pair it. So last year I did it somewhere in Philadelphia, Huntsville, but I played Marion National Golf Links, Aronimink.
Yeah. What's your angle?
So this year.
Yeah, exactly.
This year I'm flying up. I played Marion on Mother's Day last year. What a Mother's Day.
Wow. Your wife is
by yourself.
What
I'm doing it this year. This year I'm flying up Mother's Day. I think we're playing. I gotta call the guy from Stanwich. I'm trying to play Stanwich, Connecticut, the qualifiers of Connecticut, and then maybe hopefully Shinnecock Hills and Garden City.
Just get on
Shinny.
That's my favorite up there.
I haven't played it.
Oh.
Garden City will be a good tick.
So that's the host site though?
The host site is Darien Country Club.
Darien.
Yeah, I don't know.
Darien, New York?
Darien, Connecticut.
I'm going to a plantation in town here, and I've already heard, there's so many good players playing, man.
Is it?
Oh boy. Yeah. Like, nah, and I don't even know if Miles Russell's playing. If that little fucker's playing, nah, he'd be exempt. One less spot.
He's probably exempt. Did he win the US Junior or something?
And then
no, he hadn't.
I talked to Gore last night about something else, but he was telling me he signed up for there.
Gore won't do well.
Tyler Brown is playing there.
It's a qualifier. They Poulter's
kid's playing there, and that's just people. That's because Tyler Brown told me that Poulter's right. kid was playing
if you
there.
You shoot two under, you'll get in.
Yeah, yeah. I think 73 or 4 got in.
If I have a 6 in front of my score, I'll get in.
If it's blowing, it's
I haven't played
really tough.
The only Plantation times, is lately Plantation so underrated.
Every time I've played it, I haven't really warmed up and I've been super stiff and not.
You got to play sharp. Proper. It's firm and fast.
Like
normally.
It's a hard course, isn't it?
It's firm. Mm-hmm. It's good.
It's always in great shape.
Yeah.
Best greens in town.
It's a great location for a qualifier. Weeds out the week.
That couldn't be not good.
I had a chance there 2 years ago, and I just,
I want to say that Billy helped them out with their redo.
Really?
Probably. Yeah, that place used to be like VW bugs buried everywhere. Just crazy undulations and just unnecessary hills in the fairway.
It's, I always joke, if I had 3 kids, I'd live in Nocatee or Plantation. If I had 3 boys, I had 2. If I had 3, I would have bought a house in Plantation, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
What's the, I don't understand.
Well, you pay the same whether you have no kids or you have 3 kids. So you, 3 kids, you can entertain the golf course, the beach club. It's a good place to live. Nice homes. They used to be cheaper. Now they're about the same price.
What are they in there now?
Well, they're the same as the other neighborhoods, but they used to be cheaper because the $1,200-$1,500 a month was intimidating and it took a lot of people out. If you didn't play golf, why would you live in Plantation?
Sure.
But now, I don't know, all these people from out of town that are moving here, like, it's fine.
Yeah.
So the home prices have gone up compared to other neighborhoods. They've all gone up. But, yeah, that's my weekly real estate roundup.
Wow. Love that. We need to incorporate that every
the
week.
The real can estate I, roundup.
Can I, I'm not kidding. Go ahead. Yes, let's hear
can
it.
Can I pay for a segment?
Yeah, let's hear it.
Can I be a sponsor? No, that's it. That's my weekly.
Brought to you by Angles. There are
a lot of homes on the market. More homes on the market now than before COVID.
So more inventory.
More inventory, yeah. I think people are still waiting for this interest rate. You know,
and you're getting your own, you just took a test to
become a broker? Yeah, I've first test. Yeah, I'm just going to get my brokerage, see what it does.
Yeah.
Just, I had a few weeks. Honestly, I signed up for it the week before. I have a little lull where I only have 2 deals going and they're sort of slow at the moment. So I was like, I'm going to do 8 hours in this classroom, 8-9 hour days, and try and learn a few things. So that's what I did.
You get to add some letters to the beginning or the end. Yeah,
all that stuff. And then I actually just played a golf day on Monday at Marsh Landing, and the guy I play with, Wes Mock, he's done it. And
was that the Roy Robertson Harris
yeah.
Foundation thing?
Yeah, it was good. Yeah, nice. Heaps of the Jags played.
I saw tons of them out
and
there.
Did you win?
Kyle Bosworth, who used to play for the Jags, he's a real estate agent. Nah, I played very average.
It was your team didn't win?
Yeah, it was a scramble. We shot 11 under, I think like 17-1.
That's terrible.
Play.
No, he didn't. If he did, I didn't see him there.
Mm.
I like Jags talk. Let's talk draft.
Let's talk it.
We got the draft tomorrow.
Let's fucking trade up.
Trade up or trade the pick?
The time is now. I'd trade up.
To where?
What do we need?
We.
What do the Jags need?
A wide receiver.
Yeah. I was going to say Malik Nabers.
You might not have to trade up for him, though.
Yeah. Are you kidding me? He's going to go top 5 or 6 in the draft.
No way.
Yes, way.
I haven't looked at any mock drafts.
I bet you Malik Nabers goes to pick. Who's picking 5th? The Chargers.
Okay.
He's going to go to the Chargers. You watch.
Wow.
My tip of the day for the NFL draft is if you're drafting anyone on the line, they've got to be from either Iowa, Nebraska, some of those schools.
Notre Dame.
These big, farm-strong
people
that have just eaten a billion steaks and potatoes. So why don't we just draft from those 2 schools only?
I mean, aren't we just due to finally get lucky?
Hit somebody?
We'll just take this guy and he turns into a fucking Pro Bowler.
Isn't the NFL scripted? When's it our turn to win the Super Bowl?
Well, did you see the Simpsons thing?
Yeah, they have us going to the Super Bowl, beating the Bills.
Yeah.
Oh.
Did you see that?
Hold on.
on The Simpsons, you know how they predict the future?
We can't beat the Bills. We're in the, we're both
no,
the
we're both in we're, the AFC. We to go beat to the Bills to go to the Super Bowl. Sorry. Yeah. It was in a Simpsons episode recently.
I love it. Let's see. I'm looking at a mock draft. Right.
Josh Allen.
Yeah. Hey, Neighbors, yeah,
the real Josh Allen's going to win that game. Yeah. The Jags.
I don't know about that. Josh Allen's pretty sick.
Yeah, I loved all the angst around Josh Allen, and then we just drop a max contract at him.
Yeah.
I'm so happy he got
that. I think he played that in front the other day. He's a big man.
He was there.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Jags need somebody, some help on offense.
Who do you think? You think who are we going to pick if we pick at 17?
Corner.
Just the best corner available?
Yeah, that's what I'd go. Corner or receiver? You might be able to get a really good receiver in the second.
What about J.J. McCarthy? Where's he going?
He's going to the bench after he gets picked by the Giants or some team that's desperate for a quarterback.
Who's he? Is that the Gator dude?
No, that's the Michigan. Oh, that's who I... Okay, timeout. I changed my mind. I think the Jags, if they don't trade up, I'm with you on a corner at 17. But our first pick in the second round, if Ricky Pearsall's there,
I love it.
Fucking get him.
I love that guy.
Yes. Who's that dude?
He's that white wide receiver from Florida. From Florida last year, and he's nasty.
They portaled him out of Arizona State. The guy makes one handers. He's like a Wayne Corbeck.
What about Mac Jones?
Acrobatic catches.
What about him?
Like, what's his role gonna be? Just sit behind.
Be ready
Trevor.
To go if yeah, Trevor gets hurt.
That was an interesting one.
Well, I mean, look, backups aren't cheap now either. Would we get him for $2 million for 1 year?
Yeah,
like that's not a bad. I
think was he drafted in the same class as Trevor?
I don't know if he was.
Okay. I think he could do well. Get out of New England where all the pressure is and all the stigma of replacing Tom Brady.
Right.
I'm not saying I want Trevor to fuck up. I don't. But if he comes in, I think he'll do well.
Well, I mean, you didn't pick him up to play him. You picked him up in case something happens, and I think that's a good, as good a signing as we can.
I know. I love the pressure on Trevor too.
We just a minute with
I
you.
I love
huh?
it.
Zero pressure. All right, we're wrapping this up.
All right,
we'll see you next week.
All right,
goodbye.
See you.